The truth is, you're perfect just right where you are. We all are perfect right where we are. Whatever your circumstances are right now, it is 100% perfect because it's exactly where you are. There's nothing more than what is. Many times we want the thing before doing the thing. Well, I want to think positive. I'm going to start trying to think positive. That is like working out. You say you're starting to eat better and you're starting to work out. Well, thinking positive, that's probably where to begin. That's definitely where to begin. That's 100% where to begin. I want anything to happen. The first thing I got to do is I've got to train my brain. I've got to brainwash myself into it being real. When something comes up and I'm judging myself because everybody's going this way and I'm going that way and I'm like, I must be wrong. I say, I'm awake. I am awake. I am awake. Right? The head can be a beautiful servant or it could be a horrific master. Be more compassionate with yourself. And when I say compassion, I don't mean boo-hoo empathy compassion. I mean really knowing your power, your place, and your responsibility in this world. It is not just your right. It is not just a nice idea. It is your responsibility. You've been cut open. It is an opening so that there can be an awakening. People who are too healthy, people that are too healthy, too strong, require a breakdown, an opening. Their body has to physically be wounded so that they can be humbled. And some people, without the perspective, they allow the wound to fester. How many people have an injury, psychological, emotional, an abuse, or physical, or born with, and they allow it to destroy them? Right? They let the wound fester, and it turns, and they go down, and they stay down. These people will never rise up if never given perspective. These people will never rise up if they don't take responsibility. Every single one of our wounds, if we take responsibility for it, we are empowered enough to turn it into a womb where a stronger version of yourself is grown. Death isn't just of the physical body. Death is of the ego. Ego death. A lot of people in general who have a hankering for death, who think I need to kill myself, suicide, thoughts of suicide, those are not wrong. Those feelings aren't wrong. To want to die to yourself, to want to commit suicide is not wrong. It's just that you're looking at it the wrong way. It is not a physical suicide. It's not a physical death. It is a character or an ego death. Who you are right now, you have the feeling that I want to die. It's good. Just know that you're looking at it the wrong way. You must die. Your ego must die. Who you are today is no longer resourceful for who you're going to be, who you are to be next. For you to fulfill your greatest purpose here on this planet, in this lifetime, you have to have multiple deaths. I refer to the idea that life works in a very similar fashion to how things happen in the gym, right? You go to the gym, you go to lift weights, what are you doing? You're literally breaking yourself down. You're literally wounding yourself, right? This is science. Science says that if you go in the gym, you break down the tissue. There are micro tears. You become catabolic. It's a very breakdown activity when you go to the gym. But there's a reason why we do it, right? Why do we go to the gym? To beat ourselves up and have micro tears in our tissue and put ourselves in this catabolic state so that we can become anabolic. Right? Catabolic is the down process, anabolic is the up process. And this shows up everywhere in life, from the yin to the yang, from the night to the day, from the winter to the summer.
I'm quite sure that in my case that, you know, you'd go to a dance or a party and you were self-conscious. And a lot of these athletes, or many good athletes, I think, might have a similar, I wouldn't call it a problem, it might be an asset. In the sense that it drives them in another way. I look upon that at my age as possibly not a detriment, but an asset, because it will drive a person to the heights that they might never do normally. Well, I'll tell you, I've had this experience in my life not only once. I've had to lift myself about 10 times. And I know that in my life, and I'll have to lift myself 10 times more. And I think I'm not the only one. I think that everybody has to do this. I thought maybe it's the old thing, you're the only one. But the only thing I know about life is that it's a series of lifting yourself up from one year to the next. This is a natural process of life. It is not a misfortune to have to lift yourself up. It's a thing that takes place as you go through life. And you keep lifting yourself up, and you just continue to lift yourself up as long as you can, as long as you're alive. That's the only way that I can see it.
My father was so unique. Papa said if it's raining, you can't fix the roof. If it isn't raining, it doesn't need to be fixed. Always do more than you get paid for, to make an investment in your future. Face all your fears, that's how you conquer them. Don't dismiss them, just face them. Say, here's what I'm afraid of, I wonder what I could do to change that. You don't have to keep doing what you've done the last 6 years if it's not yielding you the benefits you want. Here's what you can do. Pick a new destination and start going that way. Now, you can change one little degree at a time, or if you want to, you can revolutionize the whole thing. Who says you couldn't revolutionize the whole thing in a week's time and start a brand new direction that will most assuredly help you arrive in a brand new place a year from now, 3 years from now? No. No telling 5 years from now where you could arrive. Use your willpower to start the process. Just willpower to change a little or change a lot. Anybody can change. You don't have to repeat last year. Clean up the errors. Invest it now in the next year. Watch it make the difference. Refine your goals. I don't know what ambitions you've had up until now, but this weekend would be a good time to start the process. To set some higher goals, reach for some higher purpose, go for something beyond what you thought you could do. Believe in yourself. You've got to believe that tomorrow can be better than today. But here's the big one, believe in yourself. There isn't a skill you can't learn. There isn't a discipline you can't try.
What do you desire? What makes you itch? What sort of a situation would you like? What would you like to do if money were no object? How would you really enjoy spending your life? When we finally got down to something which the individual says he really wants to do, I will say to him, you do that. Forget the money. If you say that getting the money is the most important thing, you will spend your life completely wasting your time. You'll be doing things you don't like doing in order to go on living, that is, to go on doing things you don't like doing, which is stupid. Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way. So don't worry too much. Somebody's interested in everything. And anything you can be interested in, you'll find others. But it's absolutely stupid to spend your time doing things you don't like, and to teach your children to follow in the same track.
Here's the big challenge of life. You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. That's the challenge.
And of course, the other side of the coin reads, unless you change how you are, you'll always have what you got. Success is something you attract, not something you pursue. Success is looking for a good place to stay. So instead of going after it, you work on yourself. Personal development. See, the major question to ask on the job is not what are you getting? The major question to ask on the job is what are you becoming? The big question is not what am I getting paid here? The big question is what am I becoming here? Because true happiness is not contained in what you get. Happiness is contained in what you become. Now, of course, emotions are so powerful, they can go either way on you. Emotions can either build or destroy. Value makes the difference. You can't get more time, but you can create more value. Probably one of the most frustrating experiences in life is looking for an above-average job with above-average pay without becoming an above-average person. It's called frustration. Learn to work harder on yourself than you do on your job. If it isn't going to change, I'm in serious trouble. And then I discovered it isn't going to change, so I'm in serious trouble. For things to change for you, you've got to change. Otherwise, it isn't going to change.
I don't care how special your mommy thinks you are, how long you pray to God at night, that is not enough to affect a buildup of muscle mass beyond normal levels. Neither is the application of a false idea or theory blindly accepted. After all, everything I've heard in the culture, everything I've read suggests that if I'm relentless, if I'm a slave to my art, through sheer dint of unrelenting effort, I will succeed. Just keep trying. Just sweat. Don't ever give up, and eventually you'll succeed.
No one can guess. The most erudite scientist alive cannot even guess at what you're capable of doing. You may be sitting there, will say, how do you know that? You don't even know me. Because we all have infinite potential. You see, we're spiritual beings. Spirit's omnipresent. Spirit's 100% evenly present in all places at the same time. And we're not utilizing it properly. We have infinite potential. There's no end to what we can bring to the surface. No one even knows what we're capable of doing, least of all you. So why do we set goals? We set goals to find out what we're capable of. Why would a person retire when they're 65? Why would they ever retire, as a matter of fact? Retire means pull back from life. Well, when you're setting goals, don't let your age have to do with it. You know, and I'll frequently ask someone in their 60s or 70s, you know, that said, well, I'm getting too old. I said, what would you do if you were 20? I said, then that's what you want to do. Age has got nothing, absolutely nothing to do with it. Gender's got absolutely nothing to do with it. And you want to know something else? What you've done in the past has nothing to do with it. We're talking now about you setting a goal for what you want.
Just create your own journey and do it for your own reasons. And just keep it real and be humble, you know.
You regard yourself as an accident, a biological accident, in a stupid universe. When you look at the world in that image, you don't really belong. The different points of view you get when you change your level of magnification. That is to say, you can look at something with a microscope and see it a certain way. You can look at it with a naked eye and see it in a certain way. You look at it with a telescope and you see it in another way. Now, which level of magnification is the correct one? Well, obviously, they're all correct. But they're just different points of view. I wonder if it's ever struck you how curious a thing it is that most of the things that we experience, we regard as things that happen to us, which we ourselves do not originate, which are events expressing some sort of power or activity that is external to ourselves. Even events that go on in our own bodies are put in the category of things that happen to us in the same way as things that go on in the world outside our skins. And as to the catastrophic act of getting born, well, you had nothing to do with that. And you can spend all your life blaming your parents for putting you in the situation in which you find yourself. And this way of looking at the world in this sort of passive mood as something that happens to you goes right down to our general feeling about life. It goes down to the way in which we have been accustomed to look at human existence. And where with the naked eye you will see a human face, with a magnifying glass you will just see a profusion of dots, rather meaninglessly scattered. But as you stand away from that connection of dots, which all seem to be separate and apart from each other, they suddenly arrange themselves into a pattern. And you see that these individual dots add up to some kind of sense. When we examine our bloodstreams under a microscope, we see there's one hell of a fight going on. All sorts of microorganisms are chewing each other up. Because the health of our organism depends on the continuance of this battle. The principle of growth always has and always will continue. Because that's what's going on. But you never know what the next step is going to be. Because if you did know, you wouldn't take it. It's just another fluctuation in this huge, marvelous, endless chain of our own selves and our own energy going on. In other words, conflict at one level of magnification is harmony at a higher level. Now, could it possibly be, therefore, that we, with all our problems, conflicts, neuroses, sicknesses, political outrages, wars, tortures, and everything that goes on in human life, are a state of conflict which can be seen in a larger perspective as a situation of harmony? Life is a pattern of immense complexity. And what you call yourself as a living organism, say, I am my whole body at the very least. Now, what is that body? That body is recognizable, although the last time any of you saw me, I was absolutely something entirely different from what I am now. Just as the flame of a candle is never a constant.
Are you right now a role model for somebody else? Would you be the role model you would have had years ago? Would you be an example of what years ago you would hope for? Now no. You want even more. So what you're doing is, here's the game you're playing, and I want all of you to hear this. No amount of money will ever make you wealthy. Because as soon as you get there, you will raise the game. And here's what's great about that. To continue growing in all areas of life. If you could grow emotionally, should you? Yes or no?
Yes.
If you could give more, should you? Yes or no?
Yes.
If you grow intellectually, should you?
Yes.
If you could give more love, should you? If you could grow more financially, should you? Yes, because growth is life. But having to grow in order to feel significant enough means you will always be poor. It's a game that never ends. Success in life comes from good judgment and good decisions. Good judgment often comes from experience. And experience often comes from bad judgment. Because whatever you focus on, where focus goes, energy flows.
Who's normal? Who wants to be normal? It's a very boring idea. But yet we have this referent. We have this standard, this magical, mythical standard, whether it's a body image or whatever, that we're always comparing ourselves to or are held to as a standard. That's just completely made up. I don't anymore look in the mirror and see someone missing stuff. I don't mean to be bragging, but I just mean naturally at some point my system accommodated this as my current reality. And it was a full reality.
You gotta be so hungry that you want it so bad that you can taste it beyond it. That's how you succeed. And that's the bottom line. For years that make excuses, you don't want it bad enough. So don't make excuses, just do it. No excuses. Everybody's like, well, I do it for myself. I'm going to get in a better health. That's not good enough. I'm going to be the best that I can be to show others that I'm dead serious about what I do. And you're going to have that passion. You're going to have that drive. And if you do that, you'll succeed at whatever you do.
Who here hasn't suffered? 100% of people suffer, even if we can't really pithily define it. 100% of us die.
I detailed every mistake that was made and who made it. And I pointed out every failure in the planning and the preparation and the execution. And I pointed out who was responsible for that failure. There was plenty of blame to go around. There were so many people that I could incriminate with guilt. But something wasn't right. For some reason, I just couldn't put my finger on who was at fault and who specifically I should blame for what had happened. And I went over it again and again, and I struggled for an answer. And it hit me like a slap in the face. And I realized that there was only one person to blame, and I knew exactly who that person was. And that person was me. I am the commander, and I am responsible for everything that happens. It hurt my ego. It hurt my pride to take the blame. But I also knew. I knew that to maintain my integrity as a man, I had to take responsibility. And in order to do that, I had to control my ego so that my ego did not control me. I would never shirk responsibility. And I would never pass that heavy burden No one takes ownership of the problems, and therefore the problems never get solved. And that is true on the battlefield, it is true in business, and it is true in life. Take ownership. Take extreme ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Don't hide your delicate pride from the truth. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems. And then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved. Take ownership of your job, of your team, of your future, and take ownership of your life. And lead. Lead. Lead yourself and your team and the people in your life. Lead them all to victory.
You are likely to have I love the way they say it. You have 3 to 6 months of good health left, right? Optimism and positive phrasing. It's sort of like when you're at Disney, what time does the park close? The park is open until 8. So I have 3 to 6 months of good health. Well, that is what it is. We can't change it. And we just have to decide how we're going to respond to that. We cannot change the cards we are dealt, just how we play the hand. If I don't seem as depressed or morose as I should be, sorry to disappoint you. Achieve your dreams or enable the dreams of others. And as you get older, you may find that enabling the dreams of others thing is even more fun. The brick walls are there for a reason, right? The brick walls are not there to keep us out. The brick walls are there to give us a chance to show how badly we want something. Because the brick walls are there to stop the people who don't want it badly enough. They're there to stop the other people. Never lose the childlike wonder. It's just too important. It's what drives us. Be good at something, it makes you valuable. Work hard. People used to say to me, "What's your secret?" I said, "It's pretty simple. Call me any Friday night in my office at 10 o'clock and I'll tell you." And be prepared. Luck is truly where preparation meets opportunity. If you refuse to allow yourself to dream it, I know you won't do it. And I truly do believe that time is the only commodity that matters. But the power of dreams are that they give us a way to take the first step towards an accomplishment.
Ah, step number 2!
Not exactly sure how I feel. I've, my entire life, I've done things that other people not only can't hang with me, they just can't do. I scratch, I claw, I earn something that I'm not supposed to have. I do something I wasn't supposed to do. I was told to my face, that I don't have what it takes to be here.
At some point in your life, you just have to be you. You know what I mean? Don't dance around it. Don't do anything. Just be you. Be the best you can. And me, with everything I've done in my past, every situation happens for a reason. Every single fucked up thing that's ever happened to you has happened for a reason.
Okay.
Every single night, I swear, every night, I deliver. I deliver. Don't be so good. Hey, you're not doing this right, you're doing this wrong. But you know what? I know what's right and what's wrong. And if everyone is in my head telling me what's wrong, I know that I am right. Everything I do is to become better, the best ever.
I no longer really give a fuck about too much. I mean, I do, but I don't care what people say about me. That's pretty much it. Because me, I'm open with everything. I have to be. That is the only way for people to truly grow as individuals. And anybody that's successful usually accepts that and says that as well.
You can blame people in any walk of life. You can blame people at work, you can blame your boss, you can blame your friends, you can blame influences, your parents, you name it. But at some point, you need to take responsibility for yourself. You are the next best thing to become the star that you know you are, and that is the stepping stone, and I promise I will bring it back to what it is and what it means to me.
It was almost like these guys were real life superheroes. Things you would see out of a comic book, but you know, they're, you know, living, breathing men that have the ability to move these objects that just seem absolutely massive.
Every single experience that you've been in, there's good in it. Whether it broke you, you cried, you were emotional for days, weeks, months, you were a mess, it still fucks with you in your head, it still sits in the back of your head. How do we move past that? And to grow as a person, you accept it.
You want to know who I am? I'm the guy that for the last 7 years has been disrespected, undervalued, overlooked, told one day that I'm not good enough, and told the next day that I'm too good. You want to know who I am? You want to know who the hell I am? I'm the man that's gonna beat your ass and become champion because I am that damn good!
Trust me, soon something starts to happen. A rhythm sets in. Some of us never find it. But you will. Promise you. You are already here. That's such an enormous step all its own. You'll find your rhythm or continue the one you have already found. Don't wait until they tell you you are ready. The world might say you are not allowed to yet. I waited a long time out in the world before I gave myself permission to fail. Don't even bother asking. Don't bother telling the world you are ready. Show it. do it? What did Beckett say? Ever tried, ever failed, no matter. Try again, fail again, fail better. The world is yours.
It doesn't matter where you're from, throughout the world, we're all brothers, and we all get along and we support each other. When that person's on stage, everybody here is to support that one person.
I like being really good at what I do because I take pride in it and everything I've done, especially to do it the right way, that I see as the right way.
I was lying to myself with substances, and I have this pain in my heart that won't go away. I can't seem to get interested in anything beyond a surface level. I want to make my own authentic signature in this world. That was the dream, but now I'm scared that I'm just going to end up nothing. That I'll end up terribly unhappy in some job, which I think I would rather commit suicide than do. You continue to stab yourself in the leg. You begin shooting yourself in the foot. A seed was planted in your heart, or your heart opens up, right? This, when our heart speaks to us, our heart is tender. All of our hearts are tender. And when our heart opens up and says, this is something that I'm yearning for, and we, especially if we tend to it, and then later on, when it doesn't work out the way we thought it would work out, namely because we aren't in alignment, we then place judgment on it, right? I still have some hope for that, but you call it whimsical, right? And you downplay it. Is your instinct, is your intuition whimsical? Whimsical means completely ungrounded. It sounds like the wind, because it means you're getting blown in the wind. The thing about intuition is, when you ignore it, it begins to dim. Nothing that your heart ever speaks to you is wrong. Your heart is always correct, because it's true, right? Anything that's coming from you is true. Everything that we, all the words that we use to evaluate it now are secondary, right? There's a primary movement in your body. Your emotions are always primary. Anything that happens spontaneous is true. It is a yearning, and it is right, and it's true, and it should be looked at. Everything that comes out of our emotional body is there to be observed. The minute we place judgment on our anger, we place judgment on our sadness, we place judgment on our heart's yearnings, we begin to distance ourselves from ourselves. Let's say that your emotion at the moment of anger is completely unfounded. It's completely unresourceful for the moment. It still needs to have the light of day shed upon it so that you can process it, so that you can look at it, so that you can be with it, so that you can resolve it. Nothing, especially a yearning, is anything to be judged. And it is everything to be embraced and acknowledged. Your heart is the seat of your intuition, your head is the seat of your intellect, and your balls are the seat of your instinct. If you allow your judgments, if you allow your conditioning, if we allow our stories, we allow how the world has trained us to think about ourselves and others to suppress and dominate our heart and our instinct, then we are not fully grounded. We're not fully human. We're not grounded in our truth, in our reality.
Pushing to the max is powerlifting's main goal. Heavy lifting tears down the muscle, it rebuilds the muscle, so that next time you're able to lift more weight.
your adrenaline's running, you have passion, you love it, you're looking at possibly breaking a PR, getting better, all right? To me, that's what you want to strive for in life. You can spend all your life in the warm-up room talking about things and trying, but to me, that's not living.
When I was first lifting, I was always just kind of following bodybuilding routines, you know, bench like 3 sets of 8 and dumbbells and flies and all that stuff. And I think the good thing about that is you put on muscle. There's a lot of guys who come in and just want to lift heavy, but they don't fill out, and that's a problem. So learning how to, not just how to lift for volume, but how to, but I think when I think about lifting like a bodybuilder, I think about making sure that you feel that the muscle's doing the work, you know, so you're feeling the motion, not just moving with power.
You go to lift a heavy weight, one of three things are going to happen. You're going to make it, you're going to miss it, or you're going to get hurt. Two of three are not good, but one is awesome. That's why you want to strive for the chalk box. Get the hell out of the warm-up room. Find something that empowers you, like that chalk box, to be able to move forward with your career, relationships, family, business, whatever it is. Because that's where life happens. If you're too afraid to dig in, chalk up, that's fine. You know, that's your choice. You know, that's the majority of society. I'd like to empower you to be better. Learn. Learning is extremely important at all levels.
I feel really lucky to be in the position I am at this point in my life and to be in this kind of physical shape, and I see people who aren't. That I think there's a woman that goes to my church who has a degenerative disease, and she's and I've done some weight training with her and she's so courageous and upbeat. I just think you have an obligation to go out and do something with what you've been blessed with.
When you're the guy under the bar, you're the one that's got to hold the load. Ultimately, you're the one in your life who's responsible. You're responsible for your education. You're responsible for your success. I don't care what excuses you throw out. You give me any excuse in the world, give me a couple minutes, let me search Google. I will find somebody who had to overcome far more shit than you did and is better than you. So excuses are meaningless, we all know that. So don't use them, because they don't work. First off, nobody cares. Secondly, all you're trying to do is to justify your own inadequacies. You should embrace them and try to make them better. I don't care what your faith is, what your beliefs are, what it is. To a certain degree, everybody has to have some type of self-belief or faith that no matter what happens, if you get knocked back, there's going to be a way that you're going to come back. There'll always be a way to come back up. There's always going to be a way to get back up when you get knocked down, to get back up when you're pushed back, to get back up when you stumble. There's always going to be somebody back there, your belief, faith, whatever it is. You have to have that belief. No matter how hard you get hit or what happens, you can move forward. Because with age comes wisdom, only if you learn from where you screwed up.
I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Nothing. Nelson Mandela said, "There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living." I'm sure people have told you to make sure you have something to fall back on. Make sure you got something to fall back on. But I never understood that concept, having something to fall back on. If I'm going to fall, I don't want to fall back on anything. I want to fall forward. I figure at least this way I'll see what I'm going to hit.
Most people, their associations are to avoid anything that's uncomfortable. But
it's so illogical, because when you look at comfort and you look at success and progress and then eventual the feelings of accomplishment and of getting past certain hurdles in terms of like how you feel about life, a lot of those are connected to discomfort. Like, discomfort is your friend. It really is. Like, discomfort and not being happy and content with certain situations in life or certain feelings in life, they're massive, massive motivators, and they're amazing at facilitating change. It's like how you get through this life, and it's how you think. It's so many different things that are all connected into one super organism, which is the life.
Five. There you go. That's good.
Right. You know, I'm gonna stop growing things. I don't give a shit anymore. It's all stupid anyway. I mean, it's literally like that these other people that don't exercise feel, they physically feel their own body diminishing, and they just feel it's inevitable. It's just, it is what it is. You're wasting your time. You're out there running around. But no, we're not, because this experience right now, it's not like, no one's under the illusion that you're gonna live forever, but you are enhancing the experience that you're currently involved in right now. And you are alive. Right. You are alive. You do experience this life. But do you experience this life optimally? Is it as enjoyable as it can be?
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist.
I'm scared.
The first step in solving any problem, recognizing there is one. Well, we haven't done that. So we can't really expect to find an answer when we're still afraid of the question. And I don't know what the solution is. I wish I did, but I don't. But I think it has to start here.
You never know what someone's been through. That's out here, you know? So as kind as you can be and with your heart, just...
Sometimes it doesn't matter what you know, what you feel just takes over. And there's so many ways like this that our perception becomes limited. In fact, our perception is its limits. And these limits, they're created by our biology, by our psychology, by our society. These are the factors which create that bubble which surrounds us, that is our perceptual field, our world as we know it. This bubble, our perceptual field, it has this incredible ability to expand and to contract based on changes in any of those factors which create and inform it. Most of us have experienced the challenges of the contraction of our perception from time to time.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it. There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A. He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right. Being realistic is the most commonly traveled road to mediocrity. Why would you be realistic? What's the point of being realistic?
A choice, right? You just decide what it's going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it. Just decide.
Don't worry about what people think about you. Don't worry about if people think you're crazy. Don't worry about shit. You worry about what's important to you.
You might have more talent than me. You might be smarter than me. But if we get on the treadmill together, right, there's two things.
you're getting off first,
yeah,
or I'm going to die. It's really that simple.
Expend your energy on things that are going to make you happy. Who gives a shit what that guy thinks? Who gives a shit what that guy thinks? And for you to take even a single moment and expend energy on changing who you are because somebody else gave you a funny look and they may have passed a judgment, who cares? I'm telling you right now, this will set you free. It will set your mind free. You will be a happier person. You will be a better person. You will be more successful by worrying about what you think of yourself, not what anybody else thinks of you.
And shatter the silence. We need to be the ones who are brave for what we believe in, because if there's one thing that I've come to realize, if there's one thing that I see as the biggest problem, it's not in building a world where we eliminate the ignorance of others. It's in building a world where we teach the acceptance of ourselves. We're okay with who we are, because when we get honest, we see that we all struggle and we all suffer, whether it's with this, whether it's with something else. We all know what it is to hurt. We all know what it is to have pain in our heart. We all know how important it is to heal and speak up and speak out and fight back against ignorance, fight back against intolerance. And more than anything, learn to love ourselves. Learn to accept ourselves for who we are, the people we are, not the people the world wants us to be. Because the world I believe in is one where embracing your light doesn't mean ignoring your dark. The world I believe in is one where we're measured by our ability to overcome adversities, not avoid them. The world I believe in is one where I can look someone in the eye and say, I'm going through hell. And they can look back at me and go, me too, and that's okay. We're people and we struggle and we suffer and we bleed and we cry. And if you think that true strength means never showing any weakness, then I'm here to tell you, you're wrong. You're wrong, because it's the opposite.
So tell me what it is that you want that you don't have. I'd like to be more consistently here, you know? I'd just like to really see how long I could last as being really here, you know, really in it, really alive. I'd like to just be more here all the time, and I'd like to see what I could get done, what I could do if I really not get distracted, to not let that, to not change channels in my mind and body. So I was just, you know, I'm my own channel, you know, I was just really here and always with you, you know, like you could look at me and go, okay, he's there, you know, there's someone there. And I could, you know how it is when you look in the mirror, you don't think about it, but you look in the mirror and you go, oh, well, there's that guy, you know, and you catch yourself, like what you were, the state you were in when you looked in the mirror. You catch yourself in that mirror, you see the state you're in, you know, what, like, who are you, happy, are you sad, are you confident, are you here, you know? And most of the time you're not, you're just like, oh, it's almost like you want to look away, because it's like, that's not me there, that's what I'm doing right now.
The only reason why you have fear is because you didn't do everything you wanted to do in your life.
And I'm not talking like right now, I'm okay to die. It's not about checking all the boxes and being a grandfather and doing all, it's not about that. Because that's a luxury. You don't have that right to live that long. All you have is today.
It's all contained in your body, you know, everything you've got. You know, your mind, your spirit, your soul, your emotions. It's all contained in your body. All the prospects, all the chances you ever have. I keep thinking of this Clint Eastwood line. You kill a man, it's you kill every opportunity you ever have. It resonated, it rang a bell inside of me, a bell that rings a lot that says, remember, come back, you know, remember. Remember, this is your life. This is the only one you got.
The more you put into anything in life, the more you're going to get out. The more hours you spend working on anything, the more you are going to get out. And instead of arguing the fact, try this shit. Try it. Give it a try. Don't take everybody's word for everything. Don't read something and believe that shit. Try it out for yourself. Find out if it works or it doesn't work.
I'm not going to talk too much because I'll probably get all emotional and shit and start crying on you. And they don't want to see that. But
there's no crying in bodybuilding.
I don't know, man. It's a lot of passion and a lot of emotion in it, so there's probably some tears every now and then. But no, man, honestly, I just feel thankful. I feel blessed. I mean, it's another day to just get up here and do what I love, and I'm fortunate enough to be successful doing it. And I mean, what more could a man want, you know? I mean, what more could you want?
You know, it's not the reps you do that count. It's making every fucking rep count that matters. Every day count in your life that matters for a life fulfilled. It's a carpe diem that's very hard to live, but it must be that way.
Wish, right? It's really a wish. So, you know, you gotta dream, not dream, but you gotta wish big. You gotta wish big.
You should get to the point where anyone else will quit. You're not gonna stop there. Don't let your dreams be dreams. Yesterday is set tomorrow. So just do it! Make your dreams come true!
It's over!
Nothing is over! You just don't turn it off!
When I was 17, I read a quote that went something like, "If you live each day as if it was your last, someday you'll most certainly be right." It made an impression on me, and since then, I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today? Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life.
Joy in life. Because
because it says so much about your character and it adds so much to who you're becoming.
I'm going to teach you what the real prison is. It's not surrounded by barbed wire, electrical fences. Real prisons do not have guards. The real prison's up here. And we all got it. We all have a mind that shatters.
Because almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment and failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart.
Failure is an experience that lends to wisdom that ultimately makes you a stronger version of yourself. You know what you discover? How to be committed, how to be disciplined, how to deny the self so that you can move forward in the direction of your dreams. One in that regard. It's not about the thing. It's not about making a basketball team. It's not about making $1 million. And it's not about the light bulb. It's about what you learn along the way, who you become along the way. It's that fucking journey, and you're on the journey. And guess what? The journey is hard. The journey is riddled with failure, and that's why most people don't do it. Most people aren't willing to get on that journey because they're afraid to fail.
There's no bigger life hack in the history of the world from getting where you are today to where you want to be than the people you choose to put in your corner. They change everything, and it's a proven fact, and the people around you matter. And environment is everything, but it's on you to control it, because it can go both ways. You don't need to change your goals or anything, you just need to change your surroundings.
It begins in how our body responds to the things that we think about. And if you think depressive things, your body, your energy, becomes depressed, right? If you're thinking negative things, can you smile and laugh and tell jokes and go run around in circles with children and play and dance? Right? You can't do it because you've got depressive thoughts. Follow your heart so your heart can take you to the challenges that are unique to you.